All right, welcome to the Sons of Fantasy Football League podcast. I'm your host and commish, the Denver Desolate Dog. Joining you guys this week after another brutal loss to Sher. I just really want to get this in here somewhere. So Shane, Phil, what's up, big dog? Let's do this. You guys seen Tiger Woods from last week?
No, I missed that.
There's a meme going around the internet right now of him dapping up some high school kid right before he teed off, and he gives him five and goes, "All right, big dog, let's do this." Tiger says it to the high school kid. It's awesome. So there's just memes all over, probably TikTok, right, Phil?
He's trendy. He's trendy. He's up with the times. He's hip. He's cool.
Yeah. Just seeing some really good ones. It's like, it's a picture of Tiger reaching his hand down to caption just his big dog. It's been like, when you're blacked out at your holiday work party and you run into the owner of your company. When the kid that you're low-key cool with at school, who wears a trench coat every day, tells you not to come in tomorrow. So it's just really some really good ones out there. I encourage it. So I thought you might be up to date on the Tiger stuff, Shane, so that joke didn't land.
I'm going to have to look at it. I did watch a lot of PNC action last week, but I wasn't up on that one.
All right, so we got Shane and Phil here. What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Man, no one hates to see a bad breakup more than T-Bag. I mean, Kanye and Kim, Pam and Tommy Lee, Biebs and Selena, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, and now, the Desert Dogs and Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, okay, that dude stinks.
That is one of the ugliest, messiest breakups you're ever going to see. That guy has run his course. Can't make it back on the roster. Not going to get him for $12 or whatever again next year. Doesn't even matter. How are you feeling?
He's a $1 player if he's even draftable next year. He's awful. The whole thing, like, you foreshadowed it weeks ago when you asked me if Lockett was washed. You guys goaded me into being bravado a couple weeks ago. I haven't won since. It's not good. Catch Sher on a perfect week, and now he's got great matchups this week, and Ed's matchups suck. And spoiler alert, Abuse from Park's going to the title game.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way.
You expect the ones you love to hurt you. You don't expect the ones you love to break your heart. And that's exactly what's happened here, because you've been riding TJ Duncan hard for years, successfully, I might add, overvaluing him when everyone else was undervaluing him. And this is how it ends. It hurts. It stings. Plenty of other leagues.
Well said. well said. I couldn't have put it better myself, Phil. You have a way with words, my friend.
Oh, all right. Anyway, T-Bag feeling great, holding the podcast strong here in the semifinals. may have exposed ourselves a little early last week, put it all out on the table. Wish I could have saved some of those Laporta tutters for this round, but happy to still be alive and gonna try to take down the bowl wheels this week.
That's how you know Shane's playing for a championship, when he starts complaining about how many points his team's scoring as he advances in the playoffs. That's a telltale sign. It's championship or bust for this team.
Hey, you had to have a better way to put that than exposing yourself, too. There had to be some better term that you could use than that. So positive note, of my four leagues, I am in one semifinal, and on the other side of the semifinal bracket is Papa Kaz. So,
nice.
Yeah. He still got it for those that were worried about him. Him, not me. I don't have it anymore. I've been riding Tyreek Hill in that league. All right, trivia, let's do it.
All right. Put a nice little easy one together for you guys. I'm disappointed Phil wasn't here last week. I thought I had one that he was going to do well on, but... So there are 13 active quarterbacks that have started a conference championship game. Technically, right now, it's conference championship week in Soffel. So I thought we'd go with that. So 13 active quarterbacks that have started a conference championship game.
Can you define active? Is this on an NFL roster? Is it if they're injured and they're on IR, they don't count?
They're on an NFL roster right now. There are no tricks on this question, really.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes.
He's been in 5 consecutive AFC championship games.
I'll go with my QB1 on the TV tonight, Matt Sidearm Stafford.
Matt Stafford, 1 NFC championship game.
How about a Josh Allen?
Josh Allen, 1 AFC championship game.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, 2. Consecutive AFC Championship games.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy. 1 NFC Championship game.
The counterpart last year was Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts. 1 NFC Championship game.
Aaron Rodgers,
5 NFC championship games.
Without that famous picture of Tom Brady and those 3 losers that one Final Four season, I wouldn't know this one, but Minnesota Vikings legend Case Keenum.
That was probably the hardest one I thought. Case Keenum, 1 NFC championship game. Still kicking it around in the league.
Got 5 left.
5 left.
Yeah, this is harder than I thought it would be.
Man, that's miserable. Definitely got 1. Phil, it's like your favorite player, man. Come on.
RW1.
2 NFC championship games back when he was cooking filet.
What's he cooking now?
He's been cooking some mediocre pasta this year.
Skeddies. Ryan Tannehill's on this list.
Ryan Tannehill is on this list. Started the 1 AFC championship game. So there's 3 left.
Yeah, I have at least 1 more.
I got the guy who is just ripping up the NFL. Give me Joey Flacco.
Joey Flacco, 3 AFC championship games.
Good friend of mine, can't believe I forgot him, Mr. Jared Goff.
Jared Goff started one NFC championship game, the Rams.
Oh, man, who is left?
For a clean sweep here.
I have an idea.
For a clean sweep here. Unfortunately, it rides on Phil for a clean sweep.
Oh, man, I don't think this guy's on the roster. That's what I want to say.
Do you know if he's appeared in a game this season?
He has appeared in a game this year.
Ah, shit. It's not the guy I'm thinking of then.
I have a guess. I'm not confident in it.
I don't think that was Geno. All right, I'll just guess Geno Smith.
It is not Geno Smith.
I don't think this is right. I don't want to guess this guy either. First name that comes to mind is Andy Dalton, but I don't think that's right.
It is not Andy Dalton either. So the guy that it is, other than Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, he's tied with Joe Flacco for the most conference championship games started.
Get out of here.
Out of these quarterbacks. He might be the best looking of all the guys on this list. At least that's what I'm told.
Jimmy G.
Jimmy Garoppolo started three NFC championship games.
That's bad.
I always forget about him being on the Niners. Yeah.
Pretty good job, fellas.
That's a bad miss, though. That's a bad miss. Good question. I kept like racking my brain over Derek Carr too, since we're watching him play tonight. I'm like, that guy never, never did this.
I kept getting stuck on Blake Bortles.
So Blake Bortles isn't active. He was in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
I had to double check on that one as well. I'll make sure. But yeah, he is no longer active. He retired in 21, or stopped playing anyway.
Yeah, that was the other guy in that picture that I remember seeing the backs of their jerseys. Keenum, Bortles, Foles, and Brady. All right. Well, I guess since there weren't any stat corrections this week, we should get into this. I don't know what's been worse, me scrolling Twitter trying to find some Yoshi Yamamoto Cardinals news or looking for stat corrections, but it's not going to happen. All right, start off with the not game of the week. Take your bow and go home against the Boll Weevils. Boll Weevils 4-point favorites right now in this matchup. 105 to 101. Let's talk about take your ball and go home first. We got Trevor Lawrence, Zach Moss, Chuba Hubbard, Amon-Ra St. Brown, George Pickens, Sam Laporta, Devontae Adams, DJ Moore. I feel like this is the same lineup that just put up 138 last week, but it looks awful this week. I don't know why. Maybe a little bit of Zach Moss, a little bit of George Pickens, definitely some Trevor Lawrence. Shane, who do you want to talk about on your team?
I don't want to talk about anyone on my team. I don't know where the points are going to come from. I know that the lineup that is out there right now is not what the lineup's going to officially look like. The Chiefs running back on Monday will be in the lineup somewhere. I just don't know where. Got to get news on whether or not Pacheco is going to play. looks like he's trending that way, but we're going to have to find out. If not, it's going to be Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Yuck. But not sure who they're going to be going in for. Most likely at this point, looking like Zach Moss.
You got to be feeling good about Pickens' upside. You got the Rudolph playing on Christmas Eve connection. My God. Couldn't get him in the lineup fast enough this week.
Did they move did they move Christmas Eve to the 23rd?
It's around Christmas. It's a connection.
All gotcha. Right? All right.
We're all human.
Yeah, I mean, you guys tell me what to do. I mean, Keenan Allen's out, ruled out already.
You want me to drop Lockett?
I mean, you guys tell me where to go. I understand what you're saying. I don't want to play him either, but lineup looks a little thin when you take wide receiver 3 overall out of the lineup.
Well, I guess, you know, here's the one thing I guess you have to consider. Like, you are playing a Chiefs running back. I agree. It comes down to Moss versus Pickens, right? Like, that's the decision.
Yeah. I mean, Moss hasn't practiced. Jonathan Taylor has. I mean,
I don't think Moss is playing, so let's... Yeah, that was stupid of me to even say. I don't think Moss is playing, so...
Yeah, so, I mean, it's Pickens or find something on the wire is really my decision right now.
Curtis Samuel, does he interest you?
Yeah, I mean, I took a brief look at the players on the wire. There's not a lot of inspiring stuff.
You can be the sixth team to try Quentin Johnston this season.
Yeah, I mean, you just look at some names, and there's not a whole lot that you fall in love with there. I mean, the first three names are Curtis Samuel, Wandale Robinson, and Darius Slayton. I mean, I wouldn't be able to stomach it.
No.
I mean, that's saying something considering I'm starting George Pickens.
I feel like, is Eli Apple still in the Bengals?
I don't know.
I feel like Pickens and Eli Apple could be two guys to get into it, and maybe Pickens will.
I mean, he's been open all season. It just doesn't really make a difference in that offense.
Phil, do you want me to give the update since you're driving?
Yeah, please.
All right, George Pickens, wide receiver number 35, averaging 9.3 points per game. And DeAndre Hopkins is wide receiver 19, averaging 11.5 per game, including 3.1 last week for me in the playoffs. So, I feel like you were right about that one. Even though you gave Shane the extra weeks, he's just furthering the gap between the two of them. And George Pickens is in the running to replace Mr. Rogers in the clown meme. So, that dude sucks.
Did you guys see his explanation of why he didn't block?
It was reasonable.
So he didn't want to get hurt like Tank Dell?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That
I
guy's mean, I'm a thinking about, loser.
Yeah, just an absolute loser. I'm just thinking about benching him just after I saw that.
Gotta look out for yourself in this league.
Send him a message, Shane. Let him know.
Friends to the end. This is the end. I want your spot.
All right. Yeah. So you're playing Pickens most likely because I think Moss isn't going to play. Get Pacheco, hopefully Pacheco back. CEH doesn't make anyone tingly. I think you get a nice DJ Moore game this week, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously the matchups aren't great. Trevor Lawrence is trending like he wouldn't play. His matchup was good. He's looking like he might not play. So, I mean, I have to pivot to probably Jordan Love again. I'm going to need the big Moore game, and I'm going to need the Lions to play out of their minds again like they did last week. That's really, really my hopes here. Normally I need a down week, but as we're going to talk about here shortly, the Weevils have some pretty nice matchups.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm worried about Trev, but Tampa's a good matchup. Yeah, it just doesn't look sexy on the teabag side of the ledger this week.
It's not.
All right, let's move over to the Bull Weevils. We spent enough time talking about teabag, even though we didn't really ask any questions. All right, so Bull Weevils, Brock Purdy, Joe Mixon, Breece Hall, Jalen Waddle, Nico Collins, Trey McBride, David Montgomery, and Jaden Reed. You know, last year we saw Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson get some buzz in Green Bay. Jaden Reed's been fantastic the last couple weeks for the Packers. And I think he had another tutter last week, 6 for 52 and a tutter. So 5 of his last 6, 13 or better. Looks like Watson might come back this week, but they get Carolina. If Watson's healthy and he plays, would you consider taking Reed out for Watson if you're Bull, or would you leave Reed in?
Yeah, that's a tough call. Reed's kind of been like a little bit of a do-it-all for Green Bay here over the last month and a half. I mean, 5 out of the last 6 games, he's been outstanding. I mean, I think Christian Watson, the big play potential, I think overall Watson's probably a better player. But the way Reed's been performing and the fact that he's been getting the targets, he get some rushes. I think they're going to get him to touch the ball enough that I think I'm going to leave Reed in my lineup, but just too many question marks a little bit with Watson's health. I think I would stick with Reed.
With the way Watson can spread the field, I just think that's going to be a bonus for Reed. Going up against a team that's going to be rolling coverage away from him, he's going to be wide open all day. You might want to think about starting Jordan Love just to hedge against the big Reed game.
Did you say Jordan Reed? You did say Jordan Reed.
No, I said Jordan Love.
Oh, gotcha. Didn't Jordan Reed have like 3 touchdowns against you 1 year, or was that his replacement?
Fred
Davis.
Yeah, that one stung. That was on like the last drive, too.
I would say the other thing about Watson that I think makes him unplayable is the fact that he's coming off a hammy. And it always seems to be a hammy with him, so that thing's just one tweak away from being done for. New York Jets have not inspired much confidence in me all season. I believe it's been 2 straight weeks now that Mikey's asked me about playing a Jet in his lineup, Breece Hall specifically. And I told him last time that I typically try not to play any Jets ever in my lineup. But as I said last week, they get the Washington two-hand touch Commanders this week. I'm expecting a big game from Breece Hall. What about you guys?
Yeah, it's unfortunate timing here for me. Great timing for Bull, because gotta feel like this is going to be a pretty big Breece Hall game. Just feel like there's 2, possibly 3 tutter potential.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
3 tutter.
Possible 3 tutter potential.
Who are we talking about?
Breece Hall.
Breece Hall, Iowa State legend.
All right, well, if you're right on that, you can turn $10 into $1,000, probably.
It's got to be. Yeah. More than
that. I mean, Washington's proven that their defense has given up. They're awful. The Jets are going to give Hall the ball. He's going to touch it 12 to 15 times minimum, probably more. I'm expecting at least one of those, probably two, to get in the end zone. So
we can probably say we were officially wrong about the commie front seven, right?
That was years ago.
Who's playing quarterback for the Jets? Is it Simeon this week?
I would think it's Zach Wilson coming on. He had a good week last week, didn't he?
No, he got benched again last week.
It was 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Good week.
He got benched again. He's been benched more times this season than I've mentioned Todd Gurley.
Yeah, it looks like Simeon's going to be the guy.
What can Simeon do other than turn around and hand it off to Breece Hall?
Yeah, or throw it short to him out of the backfield.
Guy's going to be facing 9 commies in the box every run. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, 9 commies. Nice. haven't faced 9 commies since the Krampus days.
Take me back. It is Krampus season.
All right. Let's pick a winner in this this matchup. Teabag against Weevils. Does Teabag have that Cinderella season in him?
You know, it's been... I love my team. I love the structure of it. It's everything I like about building a fantasy football team. Strong right where I want to be. I think this is a very evenly matched game. Me and Bowles' teams are pretty even. I think he has the better matchups this week. I have a lot of question marks as far as health on some guys that I was hoping to be key contributors this week. I'm looking at Joe Mixon, Breece Hall, David Montgomery, those three guys. I gotta believe there's enough points out of those three to take this one down. I think Bull gets me again here, and goes on to the finals to surely lose to someone.
I gave you a little hint which way I was going by saying it's Krampus season. Headline will be Rudolph delivers Christmas miracle. Steelers' first 2 passing touchdown performance in God knows how long. Both of those are going to Pickens. He feasts, gets to wide receiver 28, gets eyeballs on this final game of the season. Teabag wins 90-78 over Ball.
Are you just saying all that because you still believe that Tomlin gets his team to 9-8?
He's getting this shit squad to 9-8. I'm telling you, I don't know what it's going to take. What favors he's going to have to call in with the refs. They're getting the 9 wins, even though it does look like they've quit on him after they gave up 30 unanswered to Gardner Minshew.
All right, I'm taking the Weevils. just too much on that side. You're going to need a bad Brock Purdy game.
Yeah, I agree.
But, like, Trey McBride could go for 20-something. Like, that dude.
Yep. I mean, if there's any positives here, it's that I'm dodging early bullets on Bowles sitting some guys. I mean, he had Shaheed in there most of the week. Shaheed goes out here and scores an early tutter, has 14 points already. So that's nice to see him on the bench. I was going to say I would have given some serious consideration. I don't know how much Bull did to play Matt Stafford tonight. Thought it was a really good chance for him to put up close to 25 points. So he's off to a nice start here already. So another bullet dodge there. I'm gonna need a down Purdy game.
Would you dare say he's exposing himself?
I wouldn't go that far. I'm just glad that Bull's looking like he's going to start a second wide receiver against me this time. After he felt the need to not start one against me in our regular season matchup.
And still beat you, right?
And he still beat me handily, yeah.
All right, well, we got second down inside the 10 here for the Rams before halftime. This is a big play for our game of the week. Abusement Park against Steel Curtain, other semifinal. Top two teams in the Favre division this year. Top two records. I guess we can set. I don't know if Park beat Weevils or not, but I feel like these two are widely considered the two best teams most of the season. Park side, right now they are projected to win by about 2.5. Kyler Murray, Jalen Warren, Kyren Williams, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, TJ Hockenson, Travis Etienne, and Tyreek Hill. Here's the second and three play. Stafford throws it to Shane's favorite player, Demarcus Robinson. All right. Touchdown. So
Curtain dodge a bullet
there.
Guys exposed.
23.5 so far as we're approaching halftime from the three Rams. Nacua with the touchdown in the first half, so that was the big one. With a 10-point lead going into halftime, I think we could see a heavy dose of Kyren Williams. Where Colin was right, told you guys he was the playoff MVP. Dude's a stud. But obviously, Tyreek Hill is the big question this week. Guess think Tyreek plays.
I think he does. I think he plays this week. And I think the Park are going to need him to. And I think if he does, it's going to be a big Tyreek week. I think there's a chance for a bunch of points in that game. And Park are going to need him to suit up, and probably going to need him to have a vintage, typical Tyreek 20 to 25 point effort.
He's going to go. If it's close, fantasy playoffs, last game of the year, can't hold anything back. He needs to go. He needs to put up a big game, to Shane's point, if this thing is going to be close.
Yeah, and I feel like it is going to be a monster game for him if he does play. The Dallas cornerbacks have shown that while they're ball hawks, they give up the big play.
Yep.
Dare I say they expose themselves to the deep ball.
That was good.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I think Tyreek goes. And like I said, I have him in my other league, so I'm hoping for a big reek game myself. Kyler obviously playing quarterback. I think that's the right move. Derek Carr, for some reason, is on Brandon's bench. You probably should have dropped him before the game tonight, unless... Do they have Washington next week? Did he pick him up in advance? No, they have Tampa next week. All right, so I'm not sure why Derek Carr's there. Sure, he'll tell us. I'm glad he's done with the Adam Thielen experiment. That ship has sailed. And Hockenson revenge game this week.
Yeah, gotta like Hockenson for a nice week this week.
I also think Jalen Warren should just be the running back in Pittsburgh. Phil, what insight do you have there?
Look, the problem with Warren is he hasn't won over the teammates. You saw what kind of effort Pickens was making. The guy doesn't want to get hurt out there. Najee's fine. He's a north-south runner. You got to get him going north-south. He's just doing too much dancing out of the shotgun formation on handoffs. That's the bottom line.
I don't know. I tend to agree. I obviously the Steelers are on a lot. See a lot of their games. I think Bourne's just a better player.
Yeah.
He just looks better.
He looks like he cares more, too. He actually reminds me of Eckler when Eckler was first breaking in.
You know who Najee reminds me of a lot? Trent Richardson. Where if you go on to Twitter, now called X, after the game, and it's a bunch of highlights of wide open holes where he cuts right into a defender instead. Like, there was a really bad one from the Colts game last
You saw week. That? That was awful.
That was terrible. But that happens every week now. I don't think Warren's all that good, but Najee is. It has been a pretty big disappointment.
Just a follow-up question on Scherzer's team in general and kind of scoping out to the whole league. He was obviously aggressive early in the wire with Williams and Nacua. Are we considering those two players being available after week one outliers, or is the new trend to go hard early with your fab money?
Well, I guess it's easy to say when they both pan out to be outstanding players. I mean, Nakua's wide receiver 10, Williams is running back 5. I mean, I don't know that anyone saw the Rams offense being as good as it's been all year. Certainly we didn't see it being able to sustain all three of these guys, and clearly you can, or at least they could this year. So, I mean, it definitely great pickups by sure. It's hit or miss for me. I mean, you got to have a lot of good fortune. They both stayed healthy all year. I still tend to like to save mine, obviously, for the end of the year. But if you can go out and pick up two players that are going to be of this quality, I mean, kudos to sure.
Well, it's everything you mentioned, Shane, plus how many people could have predicted that, yes, Cooper Kupp is going to come back earlier than a lot of people thought he would, and he would be pretty much just a complete non-factor in this offense. Like, the guy, I don't know how you go from NFL MVP conversation to whatever this season was when he was healthy. But to actually answer the question, which I never do, it really depends on your roster and how you're positioned too, because you see at this point of the season how many injuries there are, and that waiver wire money becomes pretty important with all the different handcuffs and quarterback options once you get down the stretch. So if you have a high conviction that you're getting one of these players early, yeah, you have to spend the money for it. But if you're just doing dart throws, you're better off holding on to it and taking a chance that you're going to make the playoffs and get some kind of a significant advantage of either adding a player that you're going to start or adding a player that's going to block somebody that your opponent would want to start.
Yeah, I think Williams was an outlier because obviously if we knew that he was going to be the starting running back for the Rams, he wouldn't have been available after week one on the waiver wire. That was a McVay-esque move to just be coy about his running back situation. There's two running backs early that were kind of pegged as the only guy in town on the waiver wire, and they were Kyren Williams and Jerome Ford. Both panned out, I would say. Both were good ads. The Nacua thing, that's just crazy, but there was enough buzz about him that he probably should have been drafted too in our league.
Yeah. I forgot that. Sure had DK Metcalf and Nick Chubb on his roster.
Yeah.
I mean, it's how good this team has been. I mean, if DK Metcalf and Nick Chubb added to this, I mean, obviously he traded for Who the hell did he trade for? Hockenson?
No, he drafted Hockenson. He traded for Kincaid, Madison, and Burrow.
Yeah, so guys he's not even using.
Yeah. Correct. All right, let's go over to the curtain. Nick Mullins, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Brandon Ayuk, Mike Evans, Isaiah Likely, Devon Achane, and Rashee Rice. Not the sexiest names with Rashee Rice, Isaiah Likely, and Nick Mullins, but obviously CMC, Barkley, Mike Evans, like this team's loaded. And Likely has been fantastic for the Ravens. He had a really nice game against Jacksonville last week, 15.5, 16.8 against the Rams the week before. A little tougher matchup against San Francisco this week, but I still like Likely on Monday night. What do you guys think?
Yeah, really nice find there by Ed. Great the last 2 weeks. We've touched on Lamar. Obviously, the Lamar-Andrews connection has been huge the past few seasons. Andrews obviously out, Likely steps in and becomes arguably the favorite target for Lamar, who's playing some good football. I would expect Likely to continue getting 6, 7, 8 targets. Whether or not he can catch one in and get in the end zone, it's a little tough sledding this week. But I'm going to like some points in that game Monday night. Prime time. Not going to say Likely gets in this week, but I think he does enough to make it a solid tight end, close to 10-point outing.
Yeah, that line is scaring me a little bit. That's telling me it's not going to be all that good of a game, and they're going to get rolled.
Was it 5.5?
Yeah, I saw 6, which is high for how good the Ravens are. No matter what the game script is, I still think he's got a good enough floor that he's going to be able to catch some passes in this. So I like the play. I like the start as a good find, even though I didn't know who he was. Still don't really know who he is. But the numbers are there. He gets the targets. He's going to get the work.
Yeah, I think he has a decent game, too. The only thing that kind of remains to be seen is what that Keaton Mitchell injury is going to do to the Ravens offense. They seem reluctant to give Gus Edwards a big workload. Talked with Rankin a little bit about it this week. He said he thinks he'll see more screens and jet sweeps to Zay Flowers just to kind of offset some of the running games. So we'll see what it looks like. That's going to be a really good game, potential Super Bowl preview. With Baltimore and San Francisco. Speaking of that game, we saw Travis Etienne get pretty bottled up by Baltimore in that night game. So they're tough against the run. And with all that being said, Christian McCaffrey still has a 22-point projection for this week. Coming off the 3-tighter game last week, you guys think McCaffrey scores this week, even though it's a little tougher matchup?
I'll go out on a limb. I'll take the bait and say that he does score a touchdown this week.
Hot take.
yeah, I think he scores. He's the best offensive player in the league. He scored, I want to say, 22 touchdowns this year so far.
He's on pace for 24, I believe.
This is a quick check here.
Yards of scrimmage, 24
tutters. Man, it would have been nice to keep that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I touched on it briefly with you. You weren't happy with me, but I mean, Ed is going to get the healthy Christian McCaffrey season. I mean, we've been begging to see this since the guy broke into the league. Obviously, he was on a shit squad to start his career, but I mean, you put a player of his caliber on a roster of this caliber, and this is what you get. You get eye-popping numbers. You get a league winner. Tough matchup, but they're at home. He's getting in the end zone. I temper my expectations a little bit when it comes to as far as Christian McCaffrey expectations, but I don't really see a reason where he's not in the 15-point range at a minimum.
Yeah, you took a lot of what I wanted to say about CMC. The guy is one of the best talents in the NFL, and in this offensive system, he's the best player in the NFL. And that translates to fantasy production. And the question was always, it wasn't about, is he the guy? It was, can CMC stay healthy for the full length of the season? Whatever he's doing, maybe he's doing like the Chip Kelly smoothies a few times a day. He's got to just keep doing it. Not only is he going to get one tutter, you can safely bet two. And I don't know if FanDuel's adjusted, but that might even be even money to bet on him to get two tutters.
Going for the unprecedented no single digit games season. His worst output this year is 12.7.
Yeah.
And you better get Steel Curtain this week, because week 17, the Niners get the Washington two-hand touch Commanders.
Oh my God, you can't make this up.
Shades of Gurley against the Titans.
Can we get a scoreboard check on the Pollard versus CMC debate?
We can't. No, I don't have that. I don't have that in front of me.
Yeah, I mean, me and Bull gotta be rooting for sure here. With that being said,
I talked to you a little bit about it last week and said, you know, imagine if I could have had McCaffrey and Lamb. I always think about what my team would have looked like, what I would have been able to do in the draft with keeping McCaffrey for that dollar amount. It's hard because I wouldn't have been able to draft Patrick Mahomes if I would have done that. And yeah, I would love to not have drafted Patrick Mahomes this year. So
yeah, I mean, you put McCaffrey and Lamb out there, you play some, throw some backups in the other six spots, and you're still getting the 90 points.
Yeah, you win.
Great. It's good. It's good stuff. Great analysis. Any concerns about Nick Mullins being the quarterback for the Curtain this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's the matchups there. I mean, at home, I think there's potential for some points there against Detroit. Watched him play a little last week. There's concern that there's a 3-pick game in his future. I wouldn't say there's concern about him throwing a couple tutters, but there's definitely a concern with him throwing the ball to the other team. So we touched on it last week. It's not bad. He doesn't have bad arm talent. He can spread the ball around. It's just a matter of whether or not he's going to make good decisions. You saw it last week, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. You're just hoping that you don't catch that game where it's a 1 touchdown, 3 pick game, and now he's sitting there at 10, 12 points.
Yeah, it's something where he needs a high floor. He doesn't need the high touchdown, snake prone potential. I'm not all that concerned. It's going to come down to the rest of it. I've always been a big supporter and a vocal supporter of the touchdown ratio and matchup at the quarterback position means a lot on deciding who's going to win that particular matchup that week. I'm not as concerned with it for this one.
I watched that dude play last Saturday. He's awful, and he throws some really bad balls up. But Detroit can be had. you know, of those two touchdowns, a couple of them could have been picked. But yeah, he's not afraid to be out there, go out there and sling it. So we'll see. The rest of Ed's team, like you guys said, kind of raises the tide. So, like Phil had said, you just can't have him blow it for him. So.
Yeah, you cut out a little bit, so I couldn't exactly hear what you're saying, but I mean, I think it comes down to, I think what you guys are touching on, Ed's team's so good around him that you just need him to not wreck the game for you. You need him to not put up the clunker. If he gets any decent production, you're looking at the rest of the squad being able to carry you to victory. As we look at, is that Kyren down on the ground?
I think it is.
Jesus.
I think it is. That's not great. All right. Well, with that being said, I guess we need to pick a winner in this one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we get the added boost of watching this game live, which is pretty much the heart and soul of the Park team, other than Tyreek. And they're off to a nice start, obviously big game from Nacua so far. I'm just looking at Ed's team, and I think there's too much. I think with McCaffrey, Barkley, Evans is unstoppable right now. I think there's just enough on the curtain side. Two really good teams. This is going to be coming down to the wire, but I think Ed has enough.
I'm not in front of my computer, so whatever team has Christian McCaffrey, they're going to win.
This is tough. Sure needs to get at least another touchdown tonight, I think, from his guys.
Correct.
I think Tyreek outdoes his projection. I'm going to take Park in the upset.
Okay.
I think this is the week to get Ed. If you're going to get him, you got to get him this week. The matchups are as bad as they can get, I think, for as good as his team is. So, with that being said, Ed would probably put up like 160. So,
you know what? I'm going to switch to the Park as well. I'm looking at if Hill's a go, I'm switching to the Park. Even with the Kyren injury, that looks like he's not coming back. I'm going to go if Tyreek plays. I like ETN to do some stuff this week. Hockenson. Hill, I think there's enough there, for sure.
All right. Well, we got 1 week left after this one in the fantasy season. It's been fun. All right, Kyren's limping a little bit, going to the tent. Let's see what the injury was. I think he's going to be okay.
Didn't look too bad.
I bet he gets back out there. All right. Anything you guys got to add here in the semis?
No, not a whole lot, man. Just trying to get myself into another final here and get the brakes beat off me next week by whoever it is that I'm going to see there if I happen to make it.
Oh my god, insufferable. No, I just want to compliment our fearless commissioner. After a loss like that, it would have been easy to just smash your phone on the floor and not have a podcast. But here you are, a few days later, making an effort. It's not a huge effort. We still have an agenda. But you're out here, you're showing face, making effort. So kudos to you. It was a tough one. Lick your wounds. You're going to find your rhythm. You just got to find the next Todd Gurley in the draft next year. You'll be back on top in no time.
Thank you. I feel like it's the mature thing to do to show up after all the miserable years I put you guys through listening to me for the beginning part of this. So it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, ever since we started raising those salaries, I mean... the Desert Dogs just haven't been the same.
Yeah. I guess so.
Reminds me a lot of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Just can't evolve whatsoever and still think game plans from 15 years ago, salary cap, coaching salaries should all still work in 2023.
All right. Well, hope everyone has a lovely Christmas. And, yeah, it should be fun. Nice long weekend for the holiday. It's always good when you have to spend time with family and friends while you're trying to watch your fantasy playoffs. So I'm actually in that sense happy. I don't have to deal with it, but it would have been nice to be alive still this week. So is Kyron back in? Yes, he is.
Yeah.
All right. I think he's getting a touchdown here. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Good luck that are playing this week. 1 week left, one podcast left, and we'll be back next week to preview our Super Bowl in the Sons of Fantasy Football League.